Massachusetts is moving on to the next stage of its online exchange for sharing patient medical records. It is called the HIWAY for Health Information, and it's supposed to help doctors get vital patient information quickly. But there are some concerns that the sharing of these files could put patient privacy at risk. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us to a staged hospital emergency room to demonstrate when and how the state says sharing electronic records saves time and money and can protect a patient's health.
An actor playing an 83-year-old male patient lies on a rolling emergency room bed as ER nurse Amelia Nelson explains his case to a doctor.
His heart rate's pretty high. His temperature is almost 102. He hasn't been able to tell me anything. He doesn't know his allergies. He doesn't know his medical history. He doesn't know what medications he takes on a regular basis.
Dr. Kevin Ban orders a series of tests, a head scan, a chest x-ray, a CT scan of the patient's abdomen, but Nelson has a suggestion.
Before we get too far, should we check the HIWAY and see if any of the other hospitals have any information?
Oh, that's a great idea. I think
the HIWAY, as in the network of hospitals and physician groups across the state that have agreed to share the records of patients who've agreed to do so. In this simulation, Dr. John Halamka, the chief information officer at Beth Israel Deaconess, types in the patient's name.
And within less than a second, I find that the patient has been asked to consent in the past to disclose medical records at four different institutions. A patient has consented.
Now, providers are not allowed by state law to share records without a patient's consent. In this case, records from two other hospitals show that the patient recently had some of the same tests Dr. Ban was about to order. They also show that he's allergic to shellfish, which means that the iodine in the contrast dye for that CT scan might have produced serious side effects. So, says Alamka, reviewing the man's records saved the cost of the tests and avoided making the patient's condition worse.
You could have put the patient from, say, a standard hospital stay that might have been a few thousand dollars to a $20,000 or $30,000 ICU stay.
But this information highway has some limitations. About 20% of physicians in the state do not yet use electronic medical records, and very few nursing homes or mental health providers are in such a system. The highway is not an interstate, so if your parents or grandparents are in Florida for the winter, for example, their records cannot travel to the warm south. And so far, you, the patient, do not have access to the highway, although Halamka says he expects that will change.
We built this new highway foundation. It was with the intent of adding patient access to it, so that's something we are working on.
But patients may be reluctant to say yes when asked if they are willing to share records. Late last year, more than 100,000 patients in two California health systems were notified that a flash drive and two laptops containing some of their medical information had gone missing. Organizers of the Massachusetts Health Exchange say they've taken every possible measure to make sure the data is only delivered to licensed doctors and hospitals. Today, Governor Deval Patrick praised this phase of a digital medical records exchange that he launched 2 years ago.
This technology is a win for all of us. It will help us save lives, reduce health care costs, and improve patient care all around.
But not right away. State leaders say it will be 3 or 4 years before all the health care facilities in Massachusetts that keep a digital version of patient records are enrolled in the system and using it. Then it will be up to you and me to decide whether to say yes to sharing our records. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.